God had taken for our sin, that prudent prince, King Edward, away. Then bloody Bonner did begin his raging palace to bewray. All of those that did God's word profess, he persecuted more or less. Thus while the Lord on us did lore, many in prison he did throw, tormenting them in Lollard's Tower, whereby they might the truth forego. Then a Cranmer, Ridley, and the rest were burning in the fire that Christ professed. Smithfield was then with faggots filled, and many places more beside. At Coventry was Saunders killed, at Worcester a good Hooper died. And to escape this bloody day, beyond sea many fled away. Amongst the rest that sought relief, and for their faith in danger stood, Lady Elizabeth was chief, King Henry's daughter of royal blood, which in the tower did prisoner lie, looking each day when she should die. The Duchess of Suffolk, seeing this, whose life likewise the tyrant sought, who in the hopes of heavenly bliss within God's word her comfort wrought, for fear of death was fain to fly and leave her house most secretly. That for the love of God alone, her land and goods she left behind, seeking still for that precious stone, the word and truth so rare to find. She with her nurse, husband and child, in poor array their sighs beguiled. Thus through London they passed along, each one did take a several street, thus all along escaping wrong, at Billingsgate they all did meet, like people poor in graves and barge, they simply went with all their charge. And all along from Gravesend town, with journey short on foot they went, unto the sea coast came they down, to pass the seas was their intent. And God provided so that day, that they took ship and sailed away. And with a prosperous gale of wind, in Flanders they did safe arrive. This was to their great ease of mind, and from their heavy hearts much woe did drive, they took their way to Germany. Thus as they travelled still disguised, upon the highway suddenly, by cruel thieves they were surprised, assailing their small company, and all their treasures treasures and their store they took away and beat them sore. The nurse in midst of their fight laid down the child upon the ground. She ran away out of their sight, and ever after that was found. Then did the duchess make great moan with her good husband all alone. The thieves had there their horses killed, and all their money quite had took. The pretty baby, almost spoiled, was by the nurse likewise forsook. And they far from their friends did stand, and succorless in a strange land. The sky likewise began to scowl. It hailed and rained in piteous sort. The way was long and wondrous foul. Then may I now full well report, their grief and sorrow was not small when this unhappy chance did fall. Sometimes the duchess bore the child as wet as ever she could be. And when the lady, kind and mild, was weary, then the child bore he. And thus they won another east, and with their fortunes well was pleased. And after many a weary step, all wet shod both in dirt and mire, after much grief their heart yet leaps, for labor doth some rest require. A town before them they did see, but lodged there they could not be. From house to house then they did go, seeking that night where they might lie. But want of money was their woe, and still their babe with cold did cry. With cap and knee they could see make, but none of them would pity take. Lo, here a princess of great blood doth pray a peasant for relief. With tears bedewed as she stood, yet few or none regard her grief. Her speech they could not understand, but gave her money in her hand. When all in vain her speech is spent, and that they could no house room get, into a church porch then they went, to stand out of the rain and wet. Then said the duchess to her dear, "Oh, that we had some fire here!" Then did her husband so provide that fire and coals he got with speed. She sat down by the fireside to dress her daughter that had need. And whilst she dressed it in her lap, her husband made the infant pap. Anon the sexton thither came, and finding them there by the fire, drunken knave, all void of shame, to drive them out was his desire. And spurned forth the noble dame, her husband's wrath he did inflame. And all in fury as he stood, he wrung the church keys out of his hand, and struck him so that all the blood his head ran down as he did stand. Wherefore the sexton presently for aid and help aloud did cry. Then came the officers in haste, and took the duchess and her child, and with her husband thus they passed, like lambs beset with tigers wild, and to the governor were brought, who understood them not in aught. Then Master Bertu, brave and bold, in Latin made a gallant speech, which all the misery did unfold, and their high favor did beseech. With that a doctor sitting by did know the duchess presently. And there upon arising straight, with words abashed at this sight, unto them all that there did wait, he thus brake forth in words aright. Behold within your sight, quoth he, a prince of most high degree. With that the governor and all the rest were much amazed the same to hear, who welcomed this new-come guest with reverence great and princely cheer. And afterwards conveyed they were unto their friend Prince Casimir. A son she had in Germany, Peregrine Bertu, called by name, surnamed the good Lord Willoughby, of courage great and worthy fame. Her daughter young that with her went was afterwards Countess of Kent. For when Queen Mary was deceased, the Duchess home returned again, who was of sorrow quite released by Queen